Hey there, Jen here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know that our newest Miracle Month kicks off on Monday, May 6th. The theme of this Miracle Month is becoming a master of your life. If you have not joined us yet, now is the time. It's only a four-week program, the Miracle Month, and we will be together 4 weeks in May. 2024 is flying by. Let's make sure that you're moving forward, taking positive steps to creating and reinventing the next version of you, and making some positive new beginnings for a brighter, happier future. Go to widow180.com/miracle month, and you can learn more about the Master Your Life program. This is 4 weeks of group coaching, whether you're brand new to widowhood or you lost your spouse years ago. This program is for everybody. We will be going over important concepts for rebuilding your life after loss, like how to get motivated about life again, feeling more confidence, making meaning of your life, coping with change, finding purpose, being more resilient, breaking through fear, and building a life that you want. These are all the things that we talk about in the Miracle Month. We talk about attitude and mindset and emotional well-being. If you know you want more, you know you are ready to embrace life again, you are ready to welcome in joy and happiness into your life again, then this Miracle Month program is for you. Each week, you get a new workbook to use during our time together on our live Zoom calls. Head right now to widow180.com/miracle month. You can find all the information there. We start Monday, May 6th, so do not wait. That's widow180.com/miracle month. Now let's get into the show. This episode is sponsored by the Widow Squad membership community, a community that gives you the resources, inspiration, and camaraderie to help widows move through grief and create the life that they deserve. This is an online membership where we bring together widows for support and encouragement to grow, learn, and share so that they can create life on their own terms. In this group, you will have access to our full content library, monthly workshops, guest speakers, exclusive resources, special events, and so much more. If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling alone, this is the place for you. Sign up and get more information at widowsquad.com. That's widowsquad.com, and we'll see you on the inside. Hello, and welcome back to this episode of Widow 180, the podcast. I want to thank you for listening and letting me be a part of your day. As I mentioned earlier, the Widow Squad is doing an in-person retreat. This is our first one this year. We're definitely planning for some later this year, but all of this planning and excitement that we keep talking about, it got me thinking about just how awesome this weekend is going to be and how helpful these types of weekend escapes are for widows. And that inspired the idea for this episode because I feel like it's so important to make yourself a priority and treat yourself and put yourself first, even if it's just for a few days, because the benefits of going on a retreat will last you a lifetime. And it's just like in my interview with Emily a couple of weeks ago, and she said, take care of yourself. That was her number one piece of advice to widows, is to take care of yourself, because we always tend to put ourselves last. And this is exactly what we are talking about today. Why every widow should consider going on a retreat. Retreats are not just regular vacations, we know that, and they're more than just a change of scenery. Retreats are vacations with intention, if you will. Retreats don't just offer that escape from regular life, they offer a much deeper, more immersive experience. They have a purpose to them, it's not just relaxation. The purpose of a retreat is to offer opportunities for growth and personal development. Retreats let you step away from the ordinary in search of something greater. Different retreats offer different services, depending on what you're looking for. Some are focused around activity and fitness, if you're into that. If you want to push yourself to the limits and see what you're really made of physically, these are great. Some retreats are focused around food and new ways of eating healthy. They'll do cooking classes or workshops around food options and things like that. And others incorporate meditation and spirituality. Some others offer breath work, Reiki, sound healing, mindfulness practices, body work, and the list just goes on, and all of these sound freaking fantastic to me. All of these are designed in their own unique way to help the participants uplift and elevate their lives in some way so that they walk away a changed person. Retreats are all about transformation. People want to become a better version of themselves. They want to better themselves. So some transformation usually happens on these retreats, and their lives are better for it. Today, we are talking about 6 benefits of going on a retreat. So here we are. Number 1, you're meeting like-minded people. That is such an underwhelming statement, what I just said. You're meeting like-minded people is what I have written next to number 1 on the list. But it's not just that. Tell me if you agree with this statement. There is no better feeling in the world than knowing that you're not alone. You're not alone. Knowing that other people are thinking and feeling the same way that you are, and that you can work through issues and struggles together to get through it. My God, that weight, the weight that gets lifted off of you, just knowing and meeting other people who have been through what you are going through. The other attendees at the retreat are there for the same reason you are. And you've instantly made new friends because of similar interests, similar passions, or a shared experience of some kind. You are all there to overcome something, to change something, to learn and grow in some way, and to help each other do it. Out of all of the benefits, I feel like this one is the top. Number 1 for sure. Just sit me in a room full of other widows and I feel okay. Like I can relate to every single one of them. We don't even have to say a word. We don't even have to talk. But if I know I'm in a room full of other widows, I can breathe easier. I feel lighter because I know that they get it. They get the mess that is going on inside of me. When you can tell a story and the other person says, "Me too." I mean, that will keep me going for months. Wait, that's a quote, isn't it? Wait, I know that's a quote. I think that was a C.S. Lewis quote. I think it goes something like, "Friendship is born at that moment when one person says to another, 'What, you too? I thought I was the only one.'" Yeah, that was it. I love that one. Yes, there is so much to be said about this one, but I'm going to go ahead and continue on with my list. So number 2 is you can really and truly relax and unwind. And we all know that on a regular vacation, you have to plan a lot. The resort or hotel accommodations, the meals, the activities. Will you be cooking or going out for every meal? And what about the entertainment? All of those things. But with retreats, you don't need to worry about it at all. All you have to do is get there, set an intention to be in that moment, you know, fully immersed in the weekend and everything that it has to offer you, and just be in that experience with no distractions or stress or trying to figure out what to do next or where is your next meal going to come from. The only thing you need to focus on is you. And your mental health and well-being. God, doesn't that sound nice? I mean, really, just go somewhere and not have to worry about all that other stuff. This weekend is all about you and peace, leaving the hustle and bustle and escaping the busyness of life for a bit. This is a place to be disconnected and lean into the present. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always being pulled in 50 different directions and life is constantly pushing me to the next thing and I feel powerless against it. But this is the perfect escape from that. Just to have everything taken care of. Now that I think about it, my God, I can't wait. Okay, so that's number 2. Just relax and unwind and not have to worry about anything. Number 3. Get a break from your daily routine. This is a chance to step away from life and take a break from your routine so you can clear your mind. I feel like one of the common things that I see happen with widows is that after we lose our spouse, we get overloaded with taking care of things. We're trying to find a new balance just to manage all of the logistics of living, like paying bills and getting food on the table and managing kids' schedules if you still have kids at home. We wonder who we are and we wonder what's in store for us. We wonder what kind of future we have to look forward to, and we don't have time to contemplate it. Going on a retreat is giving yourself that time to get some clarity on who you are now. It's time set aside to truly rediscover yourself. Purposefully throwing yourself into a different environment surrounded by like-minded people makes it easier to gain clarity and connect with who you are and what you want your life to look like now. By being immersed in a retreat, you can become more aware of your emotions and your thoughts and connect your feelings and actions without judging yourself or being judged by other people. This leads me to number 4, which is you get a new perspective on life. When you can sit back and stop worrying about juggling all of the roles that you normally have to play in life, when you can take away all of those everyday responsibilities, you can focus on what really matters. What really matters to you? When everything else, when all of the distractions are stripped away, you can truly drop into a state of receiving and find out what really matters to you. Is it friendships? Is it your faith? Can you see all of the blessings that you do have? Can you let the trivial things go? What are things in your life that aren't serving you well? What is working to nurture your soul and what's not? Your life can be deeply changed by asking yourself these thought-provoking questions. The number 5 benefit of going on a retreat is connecting with nature. Immersing yourself in nature has so many benefits. It has a de-stressing effect. It improves attention span. Don't we all need that? Reduces fatigue. We need that even more. Helps emotional healing. Yep, we need that too. And this list just goes on and on. Many retreats are offered in remote locations, away from the city noise, in the mountains, on a beach, or in the woods somewhere. Somewhere that offers peace, serenity, room to breathe, and space to be open to new thoughts and insights. These secluded places have a remarkable way of opening up your heart and your mind. Being in nature, wherever that may be, is healing. The last benefit on our list, number 6, which there are many, many more, but number 6 is that retreats have long-term benefits. You will learn things. You will create new memories. You will make new friendships. You will take things with you that will last a lifetime. Retreats will usually provide you with access to expert advice in some field. Let's say you're on a healthy eating habit retreat, and you'll learn from top experts in the field how to prepare meals and dishes that are good for your body so that you can make lasting changes at home. On a yoga retreat, you might learn a new yoga pose and improve your practice in that way. On our Healing Hearts retreat, we have workshops planned to help you heal and move forward after the loss of your spouse. And these are tools and practices that you can take with you and integrate into your daily life so that you always have them to go back to when you need to. So, those are our 6 benefits of going on a retreat. Let's review those one more time. Number 1, you're meeting your peeps. You found your tribe. These are your people. This is exactly what you're looking for. A place to connect with like-minded people who just get it, who understand what you're going through and how it feels, and they are totally accepting of you and the headspace that you're in right now. No judging is happening here. Number 2, you can truly relax and unwind because you don't have to plan anything. The lodging and meals and activities are taken care of for you. All you have to do is show up and set an intention to be there in the present moment and focus on you and your well-being. Number three, this is your chance to take a break from the daily routine. Step away from the hustle and the bustle and the chaos of life and clear your mind. Allow that free time to let your thoughts and emotions process and give yourself an actual chance to gain some clarity and find your footing. Number four, you will find a new perspective on life. When you get rid of all of the distractions of life, you can give yourself the opportunity to ask yourself those thought-provoking questions that are going to inspire change in your life. Let everything else go and ask yourself what really matters to you. Number five, this is a chance to connect with nature. And the healing benefits of nature are way too long to list here. That will have to be in another episode. But get outside, breathe in the fresh air, get some sun, move your body, go for a long walk, put your toes in the sand, or go stand on top of a mountain. You will be a changed person. Number six is that the benefits of that retreat will last you a lifetime. You will learn things. You'll experience new practices, meet new people, make new friends, create things, all of which will lead to new memories for a lifetime. Okay, that is all six benefits. Oh my God, doesn't that sound amazing? I'm in. Where do I sign up? No, but seriously, I can't wait. May 5th through the 7th, 2023, the Healing Hearts Retreat is happening in Louisiana, about an hour north of New Orleans, and we still have several spots available. So grab one of your widow friends, or two, or three, and make it a fun group thing. Make it a fun girls' weekend. This is not a silent retreat. Not that there's anything wrong with silent retreats, because I think they're awesome. But our Healing Hearts retreat is not a silent retreat. There will be talking and laughing and hanging out and kicking back and having fun. And if this sounds like something you want or know you need to be a part of, we would love to have you there. Grab your spot at www.widow180.com/retreat. That's www.widow180.com/retreat. Please email me if you have any questions at all. My email is jen@widow180.com. And if you haven't already joined our Facebook page, join the group at Widow 180 Community on Facebook. I'm always posting updates and inspiration in there, so I would love to see you over there too. I'll put all of those links in the show notes today, and I hope to see you in May in Louisiana. I'm so glad you listened today. Until next week, believe in the possibilities. Hey, if you're a widow and you're ready to become a master of your life again after losing your spouse, I want to invite you to join my Miracle Month program starting Monday, May 6th. I am so excited to be bringing this life-changing program to you and so many other widows. This is a four-week group coaching program where each week we will focus on what it takes to help you heal after loss and move forward to create a life that you truly love and deserve. If you feel stuck in grief, if you feel like there is so much more to life than the way that you feel right now, if you are ready to make some changes to become the next version of you, you know you want more. You know you want to be happy again and feel complete again and embrace life again, then this Miracle Month is for you. I'm going to be sharing things that worked for me and things I've learned from coaching hundreds of other widows, how you can begin to take the steps to rebuild your life through interactive exercises and group discussions. It's the magic of the energy of the group and also the mechanics of the steps you need to take to start creating a life that you love and adore. It's an amazing combination of all of it. If you are ready to take the steps, make the plan, take the action steps you need to live a life of meaning and purpose, to meet your full potential, then grab your spot in the Miracle Month. Now is the time. We kick off on Monday, May 6th, so get get in now. Go to widow180.com/miracle month. That's widow180.com/miracle month.